Good morning, this is Cantor Julian Raber of the Little Neck Jewish Center, your host of Messengers of Prayer, welcoming you to 30 minutes of cantorial music for the Festival of Hanukkah. Our program this morning is sponsored by the TNS Commodity Corporation, clearing members of all leading exchanges right here in New York City. We open our program with an unusual rendition of the fifth stanza Ma'ot Sur is chanted by Maisha Aisha. Aisha Aisha and the fifth stanza of Ma'ot Sur. We will talk more about the Ma'ot Sur later in this program, but now this brief message.
This is Leonard Bernstein speaking on behalf of your American Cancer Society. There are times when even music fails us, times when the disharmony of our lives seems so profound it overwhelms us. Learning that someone we love has cancer is often just such a moment. I know it was for me. It was a time of many emotions and anxieties that I was not really prepared for. No one can be so prepared. But luckily, no one has to face cancer alone. The American Cancer Society is here to support cancer patients and their families with information and advice. Perhaps you've been a patron of music in the past, or of other arts, but I urge you today to become a patron of life by sending a generous contribution to your American Cancer Society.
Even though Hanukkah is considered a minor festival on the Jewish calendar, its importance should not be underestimated. Religion itself was at stake in the struggle between Jews and Syrians that culminated in the first Hanukkah. On the 25th day of Kislev, the Maccabeans entered the holy city of Jerusalem. And now hear David Kusevitzky in concert and the Yerushalayim Erchor and Jerusalem, your city. This tefillah ends with the benediction, Blessed art thou, O Lord, who rebuilds Jerusalem. David Kusevitzky.
Berachamim tov.
It is only here on Messengers of Prayer that we can play such a long recording. If you have a stopwatch, the composition runs 9 minutes and 25 seconds, including the applause. Without further ado, that was David Kusevitsky and the Yerushalayim Irchor. What tefillah could be so appropriate for Hanukkah? Hanukkah, the dedication, the renewal of the temple in Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim Irchor, the prayer for the rebuilding of Jerusalem. I really hope you enjoyed this concert rendition by Cantor David Kusevitsky. We now pause for this brief message.
It's a wonderful feeling of accomplishment when you've placed an animal in a good home.
Employees of the ASPCA talk about their work with animals.
The ASPCA is dedicated to focusing on the animal-related problems, and that includes work in our shelters, lost and found, adoptions, cruelty complaints.
We do have 24-hour telephone service for anyone that's lost or found an animal.
The ASPCA is the only organization that does have an animal rescue pickup service in the street. We pick up stray, injured, trapped animals.
We produce informational materials. We provide school and outreach programs.
We're vaccinating hundreds of dogs, and this way we're saving them from dying with parvo, which is the newest virus which we have discovered in dogs.
I care, and it's a warm feeling I get every day when I walk in the door, and that's why I like working here.
people caring for animals for over a century. The ASPCA, America's first humane society.
This evening we will light the first Hanukkah candle. Here is Jan Pierce reciting the blessings for lighting of the menorah. The brachos tonight with the same gusto. and enthusiasm. Just a reminder that the T&S Commodity Corporation has made this program possible. They have been our sponsor, and they are a leading clearing member of all leading commodity exchanges right here in New York City, the World Trade Center. Don't forget to join us tonight for the special Messengers of Prayer 2-hour Hanukkah special. We will hear cantorial artists that have not been heard for many, many, many years. So remember tonight, right here on WEBD, from 8 o'clock until 10. At this time, I want to thank all of you who have written to me. Perhaps if enough listeners write in, we may even get another co-sponsor so that we can keep going. We would appreciate your comments, so please write to Messengers of Prayer, care of WEBD, 770 Broadway, New York, 10003, New York. That's Messengers of Prayer, care of WEBD, 770 Broadway, New York, 10003. The Moral Tzur, an Ashkenazi hymn, is sung in the synagogue and at home after the kindling of the Hanukkah lights. It was probably written in the 13th century in Germany by an unknown poet named Mordechai. The most commonly sung melody of Moral Tzur is of West European Ashkenazi origin and probably dates from around the 15th century. The music is probably derived from, and don't be shocked, either an early Protestant chorale or possibly a German soldier's song. The original Moral Tzur consisted of six stanzas. The first expresses the reestablishment of the ancient temple worship. The next three stanzas praise God for the deliverance of Israel from bondage and exile. And the fifth stanza summarizes the miracle of Hanukkah. For some reason, which I really do not know, the sixth stanza was dropped, and most Sidurim only print five stanzas. We now conclude our program with perhaps a first in Jewish programming of sacred music. Here is Cantor Israel Alter, a German cantor, who you have heard many times on this program. The five stanzas of Moral Tzur, probably as close as you can get to the original musical composition of over 400 years ago. Here is Chazan Yisrael Alter and the Moral Tzur.
Parole, parole, parole.
Thank you for joining me this morning on Messengers of Prayer for 30 minutes of Hanukkah music, and I hope you will join us tonight at 8 o'clock for our two-hour Hanukkah special, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WEBD. And until next week, this is Cantor Julian Rader saying, Chag Sameach, good Hanukkah, and Shavua Tov.
God.